have to reboot. Nope, we're good. And now we're going live on Facebook.
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about lying Joe Biden. How many lies will Joe keep telling? Call in and tell us what you think. Now here's your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh yeah! I love that applause. I love the applause. And we got Ann, my co-host.
Hello.
And that's Ann. Yes. All right. Today's show is about lying Joe Biden. And let me tell you something. This man lies so much, it's pathetic. And I found out today that he wants to pack the Supreme Court. He's gathering a committee so he can pack the Supreme Court. What really upsets me the most is, here's the man on TV the other day talking about gun reform. And his son, Hunter Biden, goes to a gun shop, purchases a handgun, and lies on the 4473 form. I used to be a gun dealer for like 8-9 years. And one of the questions on that 4473 form asks you if you are using drugs, or are you on drugs, or have you been using drugs? And obviously the man's a crackhead. So he checks no, he buys the gun. Once you do that, that's a felony. And what does his lying father do? He goes out and sends the Secret Service to recover the weapon that he threw in a garbage can.
Why did he throw it in the garbage can?
Well, the facts about that part are unclear. He was having an argument with his girlfriend.
Huh.
And he threw a loaded weapon in a garbage can near a schoolhouse.
Oh, God.
So the Secret Service recovered the weapon.
Right.
Then they went back to the gun shop and they wanted the guy's 4473 form. You know why they wanted it.
Because they were going to rip it up and burn it or whatever. Yeah.
So he wouldn't give it. So here's a president in the United States talking about gun reform. And his son, who's a crackhead, winds up buying a gun illegal. What is that about? Really?
I wonder why Hunter, he thought he needed a gun. What do you think that was for?
Who the hell knows?
So he can safely buy the drugs, maybe?
Here's the man on TV now trying to sell his book. And he's making jokes that he was crawling on the floor looking for pieces of crack. And he said, I must have smoked more Parmesan cheese.
Ew.
And he's trying to make, like, in light of that, he's a dope head. And here's the father preaching about gun control. And you got this jackass of a son talking about, I was smoking Parm cheese.
I don't understand that either. Why are you smoking Parm cheese?
Well, he thought it was crack. That's what he thought it was.
So people sold him crack, which is really Parm cheese.
It must have been, you know, he's in his house. He's using every day. He probably dropped some crack rocks on the carpet.
Oh.
So he's associating, you know, the Parm cheese because it looks like little crack rocks.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what a sick mind he has. And listen, there are people that are hooked on drugs and they come off of it. Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't go on TV and try to sell a book. You know, his son is a complete loser, a lying thief, just like his father. In March, let me tell you about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
In March 25, this was this year at the press conference, another one of his lies we're sending back the vast majority of families that are coming over the border.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lie.
Right.
On February 16th, 21, If we keep, this is what Joe Biden said, if we keep the minimum wage index to inflation, people would be making $20 an hour right now. That was a lie. Mm-hmm. On October 25th, on the 60-minute interview,
yes,
Joe Biden said, and these are all quotes, word for word,
right,
I can send every qualified person to a four-year college in their state for $150 billion. That's a lie. Okay? Mm-hmm. October 15th at a town hall meeting, the Boilermakers Union has endorsed me because I sat down with them and I went into great detail with leadership about exactly what I would do.
What's a Boilermaker?
The Boilermakers Union.
What do they do for work?
Well, it's self-explanatory.
Literally?
<That's>, yes. Yes. And that was a lie. On October 15th at an ABC town hall meeting, they eliminated the funding for community policing. Mm-hmm. That was a lie. This man goes on and tells so many damn lies. It is pathetic. And now he's talking about gun reform, and he has no idea what the hell he's talking about.
True.
He's calling AR-15s AR-14s.
Yes.
He's talking about ghost guns, and he's talking about these devices that people buy, and over 3 million of them have been sold. What it is it's a plastic housing where you get your pistol,
right?
And you put it inside this housing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the pistol at all.
Right.
At all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't modify the pistol. It doesn't change it. All it is, it's almost like a glove.
Sure.
That you're sticking this gun into.
Yes.
And it gives you the ability to hold it up almost like a rifle.
Sure.
But it is not a rifle. Mm-hmm. And some of these news reporters are saying, well, these gun holders are like an AR-15. They have no clue what the hell they're talking about.
So what's the benefit of having this glove?
Well, what you can do is you can put different optics on top of this frame, mm-hmm, that the gun goes into.
Yes.
It's a plastic housing.
Like a sleeve or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, again, like I said, it gives you the ability to hold it up to your shoulder and fire it that way. Now, Joe Biden said on TV, well, he believes one of the shooters used something like that. He's not even sure, right?
Yes.
And he's saying it makes the gun more accurate. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because what you can put on there is a red dot sight or a laser, which you can put on any handgun.
Sure.
And I have seen people shoot handguns just as good, or if not better, than the contraption he's talking about that houses these handguns inside of them.
When you put the handgun in the sleeve,
it locks into place.
The trigger that you're pulling is from the handgun or a different one on
the
sleeve?
No. There's no trigger on this housing.
Gotcha.
There's a company.
It's a hole, and you still are touching the trigger.
What you're doing is you're pushing the gun in, and it locks in from the top, mm-hmm, of the frame of the handgun.
Yeah.
And then once you close it and lock it in place, you shoot it just like a pistol.
So you could put a 9mm handgun into a housing that's how long?
I don't know how long it is. Maybe the whole thing is probably 18 or 19 inches long.
Sure. So it looks ominous, but it's still a 9mm handgun.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it doesn't change the pistol at all. It doesn't modify it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it shoot more rounds.
Right.
It doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. The housing itself is made of plastic, and it's not serial numbered or anything. There's no reason for it to
be
serial.
It's removable. Right.
Yeah. And the reason why it's not an ATF weapon, meaning a class a three weapon is that the stock of this housing at the end is rubber.
Oh.
So, it, you know, it's not a solid piece.
Got you.
So basically what it is a brace that the gun goes into, which is allow you to shoulder the handgun.
Understood.
It doesn't turn it into a rifle because the barrel is free in there. There's no attachment.
Sure.
You know, to
enhance it or stiffen it or whatever.
It doesn't do anything really like that.
Right. Well, since we're talking about Biden and guns, I have a few more lies. We might as well talk about guns in this segment.
Yes.
Here's some other we'll call them misstatements. They're really lies. Biden falsely said that, and I quote, "You can buy whatever you want at the gun show with no background check."
Well, that's a lie.
It is a lie. It says that that federal firearms dealers must run a background check on a potential buyer at a gun show using the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check system or a similar state system.
Well, I've been to gun shows, and I live in Connecticut, and I always went to the Westchester County Gun Show.
New York.
Yep, at their Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of guns that I would love to buy, but I can't take it with me. And they would have to mail it to a gun dealer in Connecticut. And then he would have to transfer it over to me.
Yes.
In Connecticut, I don't know if everyone knows that's listening, is one of the most strictest states with gun control.
Right.
You can't own any weapon that holds more than 10 rounds. Mm-hmm. A magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, it's illegal.
Yes.
You can't own an assault weapon.
Right.
You know, and Connecticut has the strictest laws. But the problem is when you get stupid people on TV, including the president, and he gets on TV and says, listen, nobody needs 100 rounds to go hunting. Buy a shotgun. I own a shotgun. Well, first of all, let me get it straight, Joe. The 100 rounds that you're talking about, the Constitution of the Second Amendment was created for one purpose only, to defend yourself, your property, your family, your life. And the most important thing, they didn't say in the Constitution, we're not going to give you a 100-round magazine so because you don't need to go hunting with that. Mm-hmm. It's to protect you from tyranny from a crooked ass government that's coming up.
Right.
That's the only thing the Second Amendment was created for, to protect you from tyranny from a government that went bad, like the one that's going bad now under this jackass of a president.
Interesting that we're talking about this. I want to set this record straight about one thing though. Yeah. Private sales, intrastate, same state, private sales between non-dealers are exempt from the federal law.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I could only speak for Connecticut.
Okay.
And I have sold a gun privately. And in Connecticut, right now, from this day, let's say you can only buy a gun from me legally, privately, in Connecticut, if you have a pistol permit. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a pistol permit.
Sure.
And I have one.
Yes.
And you want to buy one of my guns. Mm-hmm. Right. So you come over to my house and you fill out the paperwork. You could print that paperwork off the internet.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it also asks you on that paperwork if you have been arrested. Right. And now I'm not a gun dealer. I'm a private citizen.
Yes.
So in order for me to close the deal out legally, I have to call the state police and I have to give them my pistol permit number and yours. And once I give them yours and they know you're the buyer,
right?
The person on the phone will issue me a special number to put on the paperwork. And what she does is she runs your name through the system to see if you have been arrested, because you could have a pistol permit and still get in trouble.
Right.
So they check you out and probably me too.
Yes.
And once she issues you the number, you can make the transaction. Now in other states, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk more about guns. In a 2017 survey, it found that 22% of firearms transfers are conducted privately between unlicensed persons.
Well, maybe it is.
Yeah, that's a big
maybe
number.
Maybe it is.
And also, the survey also talked about that 56% of prisoners convicted of crimes involving firearms had, guess what?
What?
Stolen the firearm. Found it at a crime scene.
Yep.
Or obtained it off the street from an underground market. 43% were from an underground market.
Joy on Facebook wrote, AR does not mean assault rifle. It means Armalite rifle, named after the company that made it. They make it sound worse than it is. A gun cannot kill someone if it's sitting on a table. It needs a person.
Amen.
If we get rid of all things that are so-called kill people, we are going to get rid of planes.
Aspirin.
Also cars.
Forks.
Knives.
Chewing gum.
She lives in Arizona, and she said that it's a wild, wild west. We all carry guns.
Sure.
And I'll bet you there's a low crime rate there. You know what really cracks me up is you go to some of these cities like Chicago, mm-hmm. right? They have the most strictest gun laws, like Connecticut. And the gun violence crime is through the roof. Through the roof.
Shout out to Sasquatch, who's joined us on Podbean.
Oh, yeah. Sasquatch.
All right. More Biden gun lies. I have more.
What is it?
Biden states that the red flag laws have seen reductions in suicides. But in a review of that, that's very sketchy and not really true.
Of course.
There is some evidence of reduced suicides right after that the law is enacted, but over time, it all dies away and we're back to normal averages, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah.
They did associate a 7.5% reduction in firearm suicides 1 year after the red flag law was enacted. But almost always the red flag law has a year limit of 10 years and then it is rescinded, which I think is very interesting. That's almost always the case. In Connecticut, where we live, we experienced a 1.6, and I know every life is valuable, but it was a 1.6 reduction in suicides for the 2 years following the enactment of our red flag law. And now that the law is at its 10-year tenure, we're back to normal. One other state, just while we're talking about states, was Virginia. After the Virginia Tech mass shooting, they enacted this red flag law and saw no change in the number of suicides. One more gun law lie. Would you like to hear the last one I know about?
Yeah, what is it?
Last one I know about says that Mr. President Biden says gun manufacturers are exempt from being sued. Gun manufacturers do, in fact, have protections from civil lawsuits, but there are exceptions. So everyone thinks, and I think that was his new thing, he was going to talk about making the gun manufacturers responsible.
That was his
idea. In fact, gun manufacturers can be held responsible. Biden said that gun manufacturers were the only industry in America that can't be sued because they're exempt.
What a joke.
But the truth is, in cases in which a firearm seller is negligent, the transfer of a gun has been made knowing it would be used to commit a crime, or when manufacturers or sellers violate state and federal law in marketing or selling a gun, they can be sued.
It's a joke.
There's a very famous case in 2014 by the Supreme Court. The families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting here in Connecticut filed it against Remington Arms Company.
What happened?
For the way that they marketed assault-style rifles, the one that killed the 26 people.
And what happened?
The Supreme Court declined to dismiss the lawsuit, but they did rule in favor of the gun manufacturer. So the point is, gun manufacturers can be sued. Whether they win or not is, a discussion for another day.
What?
But gun manufacturers are not currently exempt from lawsuits.
I believe in what President Ronald Reagan said, and this man was shot. He said gun control will not work if you take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
Amen. That's the balance. I agree.
It will never work. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get any kind of gun control is to lock up the criminals that are using guns and lose the key for a while.
To your friend's point, people kill people, not yeah. guns don't kill people.
That's and like right. I said before, on an average throughout the United States, it takes 10 to 11 minutes for the police to arrive to your house. Once somebody kicks your front door in and comes in and they got a knife or a gun, you're going to wait 10, 11 minutes for the cops to come to save your life? I don't think so. You know what? I need to move to Arizona where joy is. It's either Arizona or Texas. Because mm-hmm. I like that. If somebody comes on your property and you have it posted, you can shoot them.
Princess Scan 820 says they're coming for the guns. And a shout out to Bullfrog 888, who's also joined us in the live studio.
Well, they're not getting my guns. They're going to have to kill my sorry ass to get my guns because I have a Second Amendment right and it shall not be infringed. So come and get them if you think you got nuts enough.
Joy is saying that when Biden's lips are moving, he's lying and she's laughing. And if Nick had a gun, he'd be alive today. I'm not really sure what that references.
Yep. It's a shame. It's a shame. Another lie, September 17th. Here's Joe Biden talking about Donald Trump. If the president had done his job from the beginning, all the people would still be alive.
Referencing what? COVID?
All the people. I'm not making this up. Just look at the data.
What?
What a moron. How could anyone vote for this idiotic, racist old man?
What is he referencing? COVID?
Yeah.
COVID.
To COVID.
Okay.
Here's another lie. September 9th, the military COVID infected. He said there was 118,984 military servicemen that are infected with COVID. And he said the military deaths were 6,114. Both lies. Both lies.
Where was he getting those numbers from?
Who the hell knows? He makes them up in his mind as he goes along. He's just a lying old man. You know, constantly telling truths. Nothing but a liar. Again, another lie. July 22nd, McDonald's makes you all sign non-compliant contracts that you cannot go across town to try to get a job at Burger King.
What?
This is what he said in September. He said McDonald's makes you sign a contract. Mm-hmm. Where you cannot go across town and work at Burger King.
Oh,
why would he make something up like that?
I don't know.
Another lie. July 22nd, no U.S. president elected before Donald Trump were racist.
Princess Skin, 820 would like you to remind her, please, of the phone number and repeat it twice.
Yes, I'm going to put it up. It's 203-321-3078.
And welcome to Symbolize Tales, who's entered the live studio.
Yes, that's the call-in number, people. You could call in, and we'll put you live on the air. That's the number, 203-321-3078. Or you could call in through the Podbean app. And Podbean is free. And they have some great podcasts on there besides the great one who you're listening to now. This WAP doesn't lie.
Shout out to our friend Eric.
Eric! Is Eric in the house?
No, we're just talking about it. Great podcasts that are out there.
Oh, yes. Eric is a cool dude.
Yes.
He's a cool dude. Listen what Joe Biden, getting back to guns one second.
Sure.
Because he used this as a comment. You know, because he said, remember I said you can't have a 100-round magazine. This is what Joe said.
All right.
You don't need that to go hunting. Well, he's got it all wrong. He said you weren't allowed to own a cannon during the Revolutionary War as an individual.
What?
He said back in the Revolutionary War, you were not allowed to own a cannon. What kind of an ass is this man? Well, you know what? He probably knew what was going on because he's old enough. He probably remembers the Revolutionary War. But this man is just a pathetic person. And to see him up there, can you imagine what the Russians in China is thinking in their mind? I'll bet you they're going to make a move to try to take over the United States.
Oh.
Because they probably figured if the time's ever right, it's right to do it now.
Indeed.
And another thing, what really boils my blood. Now, so far, they're saying over 300,000 illegals have crossed the border.
Yes.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to strip butt naked. I'm going to go drive down to the border. I'm going to sneak into Mexico. And then I'm going to come around and I'm going to cross the border through the Rio Grande.
Sure.
And I'm going to get everything. I'm going to say I don't speak English. I have no money. And I'm starving. I'm going to get free food. They're going to give me more money than they give the American people. They're going to treat me 100 times better than they treat the homeless veterans. Right?
Yes.
I'm going to get better health care than our veterans get. I'm going to get free room and board in a hotel. And maybe Joe Biden might even invite me to the White House. You never know. And maybe Kamala Harris will put her knee pads on when I show up.
Well, and they're going to educate you. They're going to give you all the free health care you need.
Yeah, they're going to give me everything. So this is what everybody should do. All the Americans should pack up and drive to Mexico and walk across the border. We got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air. What's happening? You guys, we can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we can't hear you guys.
Well, while you're trying to fix that, let's talk about other numbers. And Joy mentions that, where does Biden get his numbers from? You would completely agree to this.
Hello?
Joy says that Biden gets his numbers from his earbuds. And who's on the other side of his earbuds?
Who?
Harris in one ear and Jill in the other.
You guys got your radio turned up too loud.
Well, we're talking about numbers about the border, and our caller calls back in again. This is another quote from Biden about the border.
Hello, you're on the air.
Billy.
What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what do you think about your new president?
Well, you know what? I finally got my stimulus check.
You got it.
Today in the mail, yeah. I had to check the post office, but I got it today.
Oh, that's
good.
But I'm
going to tell you something. They're coming for the guns now.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah. Oh, I know so. What are you going to do if they smash your door down?
Oh, they're never going to do that, believe me.
Felix is going to shoot them.
Well, I'll shoot them.
That's it. That's good.
They're not coming. They come to my house to try to take my guns. They're going to get hurt. There's just no way. Hey, listen, all I have to do is put a sign out on my door that I'm an illegal alien, and they're going to give me a gun.
No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you registration forms so you can vote in the 2024 election.
And I can register a gun.
Right. I think Joey would agree with that.
Illegals, yeah. They treat the illegals better than us.
Oh, my God, do they? Oh, my goodness. You get it. We need somebody to fly over the gated capital. We need to drop something over here because it's getting bad. We need something like Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, I don't know about that now. I don't know about that.
Maybe
we need We need Hammer and you. Hammer can drive the getaway.
Yeah. Old Hammer driving the getaway car.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I saw Hammer driving illegals around.
Oh my God. They're treating them better than American people. And how about our veteran? How about our veteran?
What a disgrace. You got veterans. You got veterans living out in the street, homeless, starving. And this creep of a president decides to help the illegals more than our vets. What a shame.
It's a discussion. They get free everything. They're going to crash our whole system.
Let me tell you something. If we don't take back the Senate, this country's going to go down completely.
Well, now you got to worry about the Supreme Court as well.
Yep. Now he wants more judges on the Supreme Court.
Wow. How about Camille at the border? That left. Really? Give me a break.
I'm telling you.
Think I haven't been there. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha.
I'm telling you. Really? If you go to Mexico right now and cross the border, you're going to get everything free.
Yeah, and they're dropping the kids over the wall.
Of course they are. Of course they are. The kids are coming already. 300,000 people crossed the border already.
And they want to make a place up in Connecticut, past New Haven, for these kids.
I believe it. I believe it.
And wholesome up there. Unbelievable.
They should ship them all to Joe Biden's house. Let him stay there.
Oh, yeah.
Let Joe Biden take care of him. And that pig, Kamala Harris, what a pig she is.
Yeah.
What a.
Well, I know who to call. You and Ann, come to my house in Norwalk. I need an extra gun over here.
I heard they're treating the illegals so good, they're going to hire Hammer and his band to go play down there. You're going to go down there and play. What's that Mexican song? Ay, 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 canta la suelo, panculo, panculo. Is that...
What kind of person are you?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I'll never go back there. They're going to kill us any which way.
Yep.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's a shame. Well, what a shame, boy. Yeah. This country's going to hell.
It is. It is.
Yep.
Come to Norwalk. We got them all around over here.
Oh, they got a sign over here in Stanford, day workers. They're promoting illegal people to work in Stanford.
I guess that's a case if you can't beat them, join them, because day
what
workers,
a joke.
That street's been there for a while.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What a
if
joke.
If you can't beat them, join them.
That's right.
You might as well. I'm going to go down there and put on a sombrero and sit with them and start singing.
You make money with cards and dice.
Make sure you get Hammer Band out there.
I get Hammer with me. He could play his little box.
God. Where is he tonight? We gotta go.
I don't know. He said he was going to call in. He never called in. He's scared or something. I think he's in line to get that poison shot. Did you see?
Didn't get no shot yet?
No, he's scared. He's scared.
Yeah, but have you got vaccinated or no?
No, I'm not getting that poison in me.
You know what? I don't want it either, but I think I have to now because they're going to call. I don't know, because they're gonna make sure you get a shot to go, you know, into the restaurant.
Who's gonna?
I don't want it. I don't really want it.
Did you just hear tonight? They're saying that Johnson & Johnson's causing blood clots.
Oh my God.
Yep. So if you do get it, you might as well get the Pfizer. I wouldn't.
That's what I'm going to get Pfizer. But if they tell me I got to get another shot, they better come and look for me because I ain't getting nothing no more.
Let me tell you something. They'll make the biggest mistake, you know, having restaurants ask you for proof you got the shot. People won't go.
It's a passport they're looking for.
These people won't go. And let me tell you something. Everybody's a guinea pig out there. Because they tell you it's a shot
because how about if I drop dead?
And they're gonna say you died of COVID. That's what they'll say. Everybody's dead. Everybody that dies now died of COVID. I don't care if you get a heart attack, you got cancer, you're dead of COVID.
Well, you know why that is, because the institution that reports your death gets $3,800 a person for
that's
every
right.
COVID death. So that's how much our lives are worth. That's the price tag on each head, $3,800 US.
You don't know who to believe. They're inflating the numbers. And listen, I'm not saying COVID's not out there. It obviously is. My friend Elmore, he caught it, and thank God he survived. But it's out there. You just got to protect yourself when you go out. Wear a mask.
Yeah, I double mask. I do everything I'm supposed to do. But you know what? They're telling me, oh, you're going to have to get a shot. Andrea, oh, my mother got a shot. Oh, you know, let it be in the house.
Yeah.
Shot next to my mother. But then they want to give you a booster. I ain't taking nothing because next is a chip. Yep. How do I know they ate certain shit?
Well, that's what they said. They said this thing is not going to last. The vaccine's only going to last 5 or 6 months. Joy from Facebook wrote, you need a passport for the shot, but no ID to vote. Isn't that sad?
Yep. Oh,
that's crazy. You know what? I might go with Andrew and back out and I'll take the shot.
I don't trust a damn thing the government's telling me what to do.
I got a thyroid issue. How do I know if my whole immune system is not going to collapse?
You don't know. I watched a video. This poor nurse, since she got the shot, she can't stop shaking. They don't report this on TV because you know what? They don't want you to see it.
Well, their message is that it's safe and effective. I mean, that's
safe and effective. What happens all of a sudden if millions of people 6 months from now start dying?
Well, the whole beauty of it is it's an emergency vaccine, so you cannot sue the drug manufacturer for the vaccine.
That's why they won't make it mandatory.
That's the deal for the devil that's been made, correct?
Listen,
right.
I don't trust nothing the government tells me to do. Nothing at all.
I might just go with Angela and let her get a shot and keep me out of it. I just tell the lady, I don't know where she is.
You do what you think is best. Look at Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. They can't even make baby powder. The baby powder was killing people.
Yep, the talc powder.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This world's gone crazy out of their goddamn mind. Everyone's gone crazy. And then you see these idiots holding their thumbs up with their COVID card in their hand. You know what's strange? You notice in the beginning when the people were first getting the shot, the card, you always see people on Facebook taking pictures of their card, which is stupid because it shows their name and their date of birth so people can steal their ID. But you notice the card has two more blank sections.
It has four lines.
They knew this shit all along.
Of course, it's a perfect business model.
I don't trust the government any farther than I could throw them.
Or the drug manufacturer who made the card. This is a moneymaker like none other.
You know, it's so funny because you ask people who got the shot, do you know what you got? Oh, what are you talking about?
No.
They don't have a clue.
Right. Listen, I'm right because 666 is coming. And I'm not living by that, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm going Wednesday. I might even back out. Were they going to come and get me? Oh, I don't give a shit.
Well, you know what?
They're going to make me.
Joy wrote, my husband is an EMT for 20 plus years. The hospital that were reported as full was not full and still have ventilators in the basement that never been opened or used.
Tragic.
And you know what? Joy, Joy is absolutely right, because I have a friend that works in Montefiore Hospital, and he called me, and that's when Cuomo, another jackass, lying person, was saying about all the hospital beds were full. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. They were lying.
Wow.
Do you guys know Joy Fredalone Holsinger?
Yeah.
Joy's looking for Sal Fredalone to join us, because Joy thinks that the two of you guys get together, it'll be dangerous. So, Sal,
yeah,
join
she's
us.
Right about that.
Join the call. Come be on the board with us.
Where is Sal?
We don't know. We'll have to find out.
So, like I say, I'll go Wednesday, and I don't know if I'm, because I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I have a fear. That's a,
well, know, listen, you do.
Oh, you got your shot. You got your shot. Shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You do what
how
you.
How do I know they're not going to kill me?
You don't know.
Right.
You know what happens if you die from the shot? They're going to write on your death certificate, whoops, there it is. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. Be safe. Say hello to say hello to Babe.
And Angela.
And Angela.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
No Sleep Till makes a comment that COVID is an excuse to steal elections, keep people from assembling in protest, and to dismantle the Constitution.
You know what? I always thought that. They couldn't get rid of Trump the first time with the phony Russia collusion, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So then they came up with the impeachment. Mm-hmm. They still couldn't get rid of him. And then they went into the back room and talked with China to release this poison virus.
Yes.
And I find it kind of strange that Pelosi and all
Schumer
never got COVID. Isn't that strange?
Mm.
And the president of China never got sick.
But Trump did.
Of course, because they probably gave it to him.
They probably did.
Because they knew the COVID itself couldn't get rid of him. They rigged the election, obviously.
Did Biden get Biden got the shot, right? I think we don't know what
he
got.
Well, he got the shot.
He got something stuck in his arm.
He got the shot,
whatever that is.
And then he claimed that President Trump had no shot. There was no vaccine. Because he's nuts. Obviously, he's nuts. He's out of his goddamn mind.
So I'd like to again review what No Sleep Till says. No Sleep Till says COVID is an excuse for three things: to steal the election, to keep people from assembling in protest.
That's right.
And to dismantle the Constitution.
I believe that 100%. 100%. These evil bastards like Pelosi, Schumer, they really need to go. They need term limits and get these old, stupid, ignorant people out of office. You know what? 100 million people voted for Biden, really?
No.
Him and Kamala, when they were on stage, they lucky if they got 2% or 3% in the polls. They were horrible. And what really gets me is here's a woman battling it out with Joe on stage, talking about segregated busing.
Yes.
And I was that little black girl on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And here she joins him. What does that say? Can someone answer me out there? What does that say about this woman? Tell me. What do you think about this woman's character and morals when she joins a racist old man on stage that said many times back in the day, I don't want my children growing up in a racial jungle. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And here's this black woman that stands up and praises the very man that she tried to tear down and call him a racist. And here she is joining him. You know what that tells me? That only reiterates that this woman was a filthy pig when she was a young woman, because here she is dropping to her knees, giving oral sex to an old Willie Brown, a man old enough to be her grandfather. just so she could be the DA in California.
Don't you see it repeating itself with Joe Biden? I'm not saying she's on her knees with him, but she picked an old man who she hopes dies. And to, well, in order to gain power.
Well, that's probably the sole reason why she joined him. Because she knows he'll never last the 4 years.
She sees the opportunity.
Of course she does. She's an opportunist, but she will give up her heritage. She will give up her whole will and everything because she's a pig, number one, for sleeping with a man in his 60s. And she was in her early 20s, like 21, 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And now she must be drooling and cannot wait to sit behind the Resolute desk because she knows that old man's going to be checking out soon.
This is the same pattern it was with Willie Brown. Same thing.
What a disgusting human being she is.
Shout out to Nana Ama Naira, who's joined us in the live studio.
All right. Oh, yeah.
And I did share our phone number with Joy, who's trying to get Sal to call.
I just gave it to her also.
All right.
You guys can call in. We have, what do we got, about 10 minutes left.
Let's talk about more Biden lies. Here's another one that's very current.
Go ahead.
Biden just claimed that the new Georgia voting law will close a polling place at 5 o'clock when working people just get off. He couldn't be more wrong. The new law sets the minimum hours for an early voting on early voting on a weekday to be from 9 to 5. The old law said early voting shall be conducted during normal business hours. County officials keep early voting locations open longer from 7 to 7 is the really what it is.
Yep.
Biden says among the outrageous parts of this new state law, it ends voting hours early. So working people can't cast their vote after their shift is over. After an interview on ESPN on March 31st, the president repeated the claim saying, "You're going to close a polling place at 5 o'clock when working people just get off. This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote."
Unbelievable.
To be clear, Biden's talking about hours for early voting, but he doesn't say that. Voting hours on election day in the state of Georgia are what? 7 to 7.
Yep.
For early or advanced voting, the old law said it shall be conducted during normal business hours, where the new law specifies it'll be from 9 to 5. Again, this is for early voting on weekdays. The new law also adds a mandatory weekend day for voting, early voting, requiring 2 Saturdays for early voting. The old law didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
The new law also makes Sunday early voting optional for up to 2 Sundays before the elections. So, to the Georgia law is making it easier. You can vote on weekends.
What a joke.
And it only applies to early voting on the day of the voting.
And it only applies to people who are voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Listen to this lie, Joe said. There are 300,000 babies born deformed every year in this country because of women who are alcoholics while they are carrying those children to term.
Oh, boy.
You know, you can't make crap up like this. How could some jerk say something like that? You know what I mean?
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And it only reiterates my belief that he stole the election. Nobody in their right mind would support such a jackass like this man. Mm-hmm. And the most racist things he ever said, and he expects black people to support him.
I don't know.
Any black man or woman who would support this man is a jerk.
Oh.
Of all the racist remarks this man has said between when he was first in politics all the way up to now.
Mm-hmm.
You notice he interjects race in everything he says.
Well, he's trying to incite emotion. That's what that's about.
I don't know what the hell that's about.
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to a few new people who have joined our live studio. Bayafi, hello. Sasquatch, glad to see you again. Sandy's entered the live studio.
All right.
And Sarmenti is also joining us live.
Sasquatch wrote, they are not jerks. They are just misinformed.
All right. So that's what today's show's about, is to fact check all these things that I'm saying.
Sasquatch is right.
Mm-hmm.
They are misinformed.
Yes.
And too bad. And Sasquatch, why are they misinformed? Because of all the suppression that's going on out there in the news media. They are hardly not. Look what Sasquatch wrote. And I've been a victim. I've been a victim of the algorithms. Believe me, Facebook has blocked me more times than I've been on Facebook.
Yes.
Because Facebook sucks.
Well, cancel culture is now part of our daily lives.
Oh, unbelievable. In the news, you notice a lot of them don't even mention the crap that Hunter Biden has been involved in. What does No Sleep Till wrote?
Sure. No Sleep Till is writing that China supports Biden. That's all that matters. China has taken control of our media and daily makes progress in erasing our history, our culture, our laws, and our values.
That's right. And I like what Sasquatch wrote. Sasquatch said, I never had Facebook because I'm not a pansy. And you know what's pathetic? You ever see the people that are on Facebook? They write about their whole life history.
You know, that's why I'm on Facebook, because at the time my kids were on, and the deal was, you can go on if I can read what you're writing. And that I was there strictly as just a safeguard. And I would occasionally, especially to my daughter, who didn't realize how cruel and vulgar the world was, I would make her take things down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joy on Facebook wrote, he sends over immigrants to invade and reinfect us, but they will try to impeach Trump for sending people to do a peaceful protest. Exactly. Exactly. These people that are coming over are sick. Drug dealers are sending people over. I would imagine how many of those little kids have drugs implanted in their bodies.
Well, in their butt. You know, a lot of places you hide drugs when you come across.
And now the news media is talking about a lot of the kids are being abused in these.
How sad is that?
In these housing, these buildings.
But
Biden, when I saw that little kid the other night on the news.
It's heartbreaking, wasn't it? They just
crying because he crossed over by himself.
From Nicaragua.
What a shame.
Really sad.
And these are poor children. I blame the government on the other side of Mexico. Why are you doing this?
Would you ever send your child alone with someone you paid thousands of dollars?
Because these people are assholes. They don't care.
I don't know.
They're probably getting paid.
Of course. Well, someone's getting paid to bring them, but I don't think I'd embark and send my child alone.
Sasquatch wrote, well, I know how I'm going to get some free drugs. I'm going to tear them out of some asses.
Biden's lie about the immigration and children especially is, he says, this is Biden's quote, truth of the matter is nothing has changed. As many people came.
Yep.
28% increase in children to the border in my administration, 31% in the last year, which is 2019, before the pandemic, under the Trump administration.
Yes.
And that, of course, by the fact checker website,
don't lose them.
That is incorrect. Unaccompanied immigrant children have never come to the border in higher numbers than they are coming right now.
It's a shame.
That's really a tragic thing. Did you know that 19,457 children have come without a parent in February of this year alone?
That's a shame.
19,000 kids in 1 month without a parent came because Biden's signal was, come on down. Our arms are open and welcoming.
I say people should go down and cross over. You'll get everything for free.
Yeah. You want to live in Texas anyway. What the heck? Let's go.
Another lie Joe said. Says the Obama administration did not lock up people in cages. That was a lie.
Didn't Obama build the cages?
Another lie this old jerk off said, referring to the Iraqi war. Immediately, the moment it started, I came out against the war at that moment. He's a lying pig. Oh, creepy Joe. What kind of a creep, filthy pig creep, says something like this?
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun.
What a pig.
The kid used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And I bet he liked it.
And then watch the hair come back up again.
Who talks like that?
So I learned about roaches. I learned
the
about
roaches comment is still listen, the part listen. That gets me.
And I love kids jumping.
What
on
do
my
you
lap.
Like, Joe?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
You filthy old pig.
He's calling them roaches. How is that okay?
What did Sasquatch say? Read that.
Oh, sure. Let's be honest here. Joe has no idea what he's saying or doing. I bet he has handlers just to make sure he doesn't put his underwear over his pants. And to the listener earlier who said, you know, he's got earbuds in his ear and Jill's in one ear and Kamala's in the other. That's how he functions all the every day, along with the drugs they give him to keep him up.
You know? Joy on Facebook wrote, Obama and Biden built the cages, which they really did.
Yes, they did. Obama
they
built
originally built them.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got to get Sasquatch one night to call in.
We'd love to hear from Sasquatch.
Yeah, I would like to hear what he got to say.
Sasquatch says, and yet he doesn't realize he has earbuds in. Lord Banks 950 says that he's shocked or she's shocked. Really, I'm shocked, they say.
What is she shocked about?
I'm not sure.
Lord Banks, what are you shocked about? Tell us.
Give us a call.
Listen, guys, call in. We got about...
What is our phone number again, please?
Well, they can call in through the Podbean app or they could call in at 203-321-3078. She's shocked. She's shocked that Sasquatch is on the show. Sasquatch, why don't you show yourself, man? I've been looking for you. Wouldn't it be great if Sasquatch just popped right out and had a sign in his hand that said, fuck Joe Biden?
Well, you're the one with all the guns in the house, so you could let him in. You could let him in.
He put Sasquatch wrote, fuck you, hillbilly. I wish I was a hillbilly.
Well, you know, we're a lot of things, but we're really...
That's Felix the first time I've been called a lot of things.
A lot of things, but he's really a WAP. He's really a WAP.
But I never was called a hillbilly.
He's
that's
a
the first.
And this WAP doesn't lie from, you know,
I like that.
New York City.
I like that. That's the first.
Well, it looks like our hours come to an end.
Well, we got another 3 minutes.
All right.
3 minutes left. And we've been talking for almost an hour about lying Joe Biden.
Apparently, this could go on the whole for 3.5 years left.
Oh, listen to this lie. He said,
but,
I was always labeled as one of the most liberal, liberal members of the United States Congress.
Really?
This is what this old jackass said. All lies.
I really think in his mind, Joe Biden is, he thinks he's a Kennedy, like he's a Delaware Kennedy. That's what I think he's always
he
aspired to.
He couldn't hold Kennedy's jockstrap.
Agreed. And I don't really like Kennedy either, but I really think in his mind, that's where he thinks he's at. It's really quite something.
He wishes he had the persona that John F. Kennedy had.
So Sasquatch says, you know, to get ready for President Harris within a year, how Please. Are they going to get rid of Biden? How's he going to go?
She's going to push him down the steps and say he tripped.
Or suck him till he gives a heart attack? What? Well, what's it going to be?
She probably will suck him off.
You know,
she probably already did.
You know, the buzz around the internet, and you're not in this world, but Joe Biden wore these lacy tights.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of really crass and terrible things being said about Joe Biden these days.
He was wearing tights.
No, she was. So maybe he was too. Hard to say. And Lord Banks says, what has Joe Biden done for this America in the wake of COVID?
What else she say?
Day in and day out, cases are increasing. He really lied. So maybe that is his biggest
lie. You know what?
Lie.
I have to agree with Lord Banks. And you know why? You would think, you know, we got millions of people vaccinated and COVID's through the roof. Mm-hmm. Why? Why is that happening?
They're blaming on variants now. They're going down that road.
Sasquatch wrote they will use
cognitive decline as an excuse to plug her in.
Yeah. Well, they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. 25th,
yeah.
And they're going to say he can no longer.
Who's going to do it? Who's going to pull the trigger?
I say Pelosi will.
Yeah? You think a Democrat will?
Yep.
Or will McConnell just have had
Even
enough?
Even Sasquatch agrees.
Pelosi.
Pelosi is going to do it, and then Harris is going to take over. And God forbid when she takes over.
So what are we wishing for? A senile old Biden, or do you want Harris to be your president?
Neither one of these jackasses.
I understand, but wow, not much of a choice.
Well, Biden, once he's gone and Harris is president, all she's going to do is laugh all day long anyhow.
Well, she cackles. And
she laughs like a friggin' hyena, and she looks like one.
Sasquatch is right. It's a script. The script was written a long
time ago.
It's
all scripted. It was all planned out from day one. Yeah. Joy wrote from Facebook, she will put him in the basement nursing home and hide him so he cannot say anything. And exactly, just make a fake Oval Office, and he'll still think he's president. It wouldn't matter. He thinks he's president now.
Well, nursing homes are a good idea because you can only have one visitor at a time, you know, so they'll be able to hide him just fine.
Sasquatch wrote, Kamala is the greatest story of blowing your way to the top.
Yeah, over and over. It's lesson learned a long time ago.
That's why she has 2-inch calluses on her knees. Because this woman's been on her knees more times than a carpenter.
Well, again, in a women's circle, they say the reason she doesn't wear a skirt is.
Why? So Joe can finger her?
No, so because she has calluses on her knees.
Look who jumped up in the house.
Who's this?
It's Cree Rock.
Oh.
The time for excuses is over.
Cree Rock is in the house. What's
Hello.
Up? What's up, Cree? Well, you know, now that we, what'd she say? Sasquatch wrote, because her libido hangs lower than my ball sack. And I'll bet you that's true. Because you know Sasquatch got some set of nuts.
Hello to Dina Joe with the Old Man's Podcast. She joined us live. Hello, hello.
All right.
Yeah.
Dina.
C-Rock says we can call him Corey. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's happening, Corey? Corey.
Corey.
It's easier.
I don't know. I kind of like C-Rock. Has a little C-Rock. Rhythm to it.
It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I like the little headphones there on that thing. How do you make that? Oh, he was saying.
I was saying Cree. It is Cree Rock.
It's Cree Rock.
Yes, sir.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Sure. Apparently, you're just saying Cree.
It's an emoji.
Lord Banks 950 says, "How has Biden helped the American population?"
Don't ask me.
Has the president of Ghana is very truthful compared to Biden? Well, that's probably true.
Screw Biden.
No, thank you.
He needs to go, this old senile.
Let Jill in her fancy tights do the
work. Filthy, disgusting old man.
Okay.
Did you have relations? Did you have relations with the armhole?
No.
What's an armhole?
Where are we at?
If not, I'm not impressed.
I think that means you put your cock under someone's armpit and you jerk them off that way. That would be my guess.
Is that what that means?
Don't you think?
Sasquatch said yes, and I'm not ashamed.
See, you grease up your armpit and you put the cock in between there and you bring it back and forth, kind of like an ass, you know, crack. Feels the same, I guess. I don't know.
Sasquatch is cool. Don't mess with Sasquatch, okay? That dude's like 8 feet tall and 500 pounds.
Hairy legs. Oh, like someone else we know.
Uh-oh, Sasquatch, don't go near Joe Biden, okay? Because he's going to want to rub your hairy legs. Because he likes hairy legs.
And there's roaches involved, but never mind. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, people. We just lasted our hour.
Yes, sir.
And tune in. I want you guys to follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
And tune in again next Friday.
Tune in next Friday.
7 Eastern time.
I usually pop up if there's something that really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Sunday evenings at 7.
Yeah, sometimes Sundays. But depends. I'm on every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
Sasquatch said, you know what they say about guys with big feet.
Yes. I thought it was big hands, but never mind.
Well, they say both big feet, big hands.
Yeah, big ears.
Big ears. I never heard that one.
Never mind.
Well.
All right.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Wear your mask, okay? Wear 10 of them. Wear 20 of them.
And we didn't get through all the
lies. Wrap them around your friggin' neck while you're out there.
I still have a whole pile of lies, maybe for another day.
Yeah, we got a lot of lies of Joe Biden.
You know,
maybe we'll read them another time.
Keep it real. Question everything.
Yeah, keep it real. And don't believe a word the government's telling you. They're a bunch of lying bastards. Okay? Don't believe that crap. And tune in every Friday, 7 p.m.
Eastern Time.
Eastern Standard Time. And I need Sasquatch to call in next week, okay? Call in.
All right.
We want to make sure you're doing okay. And I'm sure there's a payphone in the woods somewhere, okay?
The satellite. Beam him up.
Sasquatch got everything.
Oh.
You got satellite phone, 80-inch TV.
What are you talking about?
He told me.
Oh, I got
it. He's got it all.
Excellent.
He's got a cabin, log cabin house out in the woods.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Really?
Sasquatch living the high life.
Well, now we know where to go when there's the insurrection. We'll bring the guns.
You don't need guns. Sasquatch's 8 feet tall, weighs like 600 pounds.
Yeah, you need guns. For Chinese are little people.
That's racist.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
And it's true, by the way. They're just small in stature.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn.
What a pig. All right, people, be safe. I'm going to take you out with a little This WAP Doesn't Lie music.
Bye, Corey.
Woo! Jay the Luna met somebody. I wonder if Sasquatch knows this song.
Hillbillies might not. Who's a hillbilly in the group?
I'm going to shut down Facebook. Later, people. Joy, be safe. Ciao, Bella.
Bring Sal next time.
Whoa. Okay, people. Tune in Friday. Later.
Bye,
later,
all.
People. Be
Bye.
Safe. Be safe out there. Seriously, be safe. Have a good weekend, people.